You may have heard of a backroom political deal referred to as having taken place in a smoke-filled room. Today, I'll take you to the original smoke-filled room, which, interestingly, is today a non-smoking room in a famous landmark. It's next on the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The Blackstone Hotel was built in 1910 along Chicago's Michigan Avenue. The luxury hotel soon earned a nickname it retains today.
People refer to us as the Hotel of Presidents. Being the hotel at the time in Chicago, we were lucky enough to host several presidents of the United States. Actually, I think we counted 13 American presidents that stayed in this hotel.
Pierre-Louis Jacquetou is general manager of the Blackstone Hotel. In 1920, negotiations took place in one of the hotel suites to select a presidential candidate. Warren Harding got the nod, and a common phrase today was born as a result.
They actually opened the door of the room that he stayed at in the presidential suite, and out of that room came smoke. So one of the journalists put as a title, "Out of the smoke-filled room came W.J. Harding."
And thus the term smoke-filled room, referring to behind-the-scenes politicking, was born. Another memorable presidential story comes from the early 1960s.
JFK was actually sitting in the hotel room here as well, eating some clam chowder because that was his favorite. And that's when he heard about the Cuban Missile Crisis and he ended up leaving early.
You can still stay in those historic presidential rooms today. Plus, the hotel boasts another room that has been the backdrop for many movies.
You have the historic space, like our historic Crystal Ballroom, which was also the centerpiece of many events and many meetings and movies. So it's really a mix of both keeping the historic alive, which makes us unique, and still all the modern convenience that you would expect in a hotel.
In fact, the lobby of the hotel has many pieces of memorabilia, pictures and artifacts relating to the home of the presidents, and much more at the Blackstone. Driving the Countryside in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Andrew McRae.